Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about conflict, about difficulties that occur between people, between nations, and we've got some tips on how you might be able to do that well and actually increase the strength of your relationship as a result of conflict. So pick in any area of life, whether it be work, whether it be family, whether it be community, and from the micro all the way through to the macro, and from individual relationships all the way through to global dynamics and politics, conflict is a reality whenever more than one human being shares a space. And that is because conflict is essentially about a clash of ideas or values or opinions, of information. It's about the process of competing futures, of disagreement over the best course of action, over how we would like the world to be. And when we have a picture of how we like the world to be, we're often quite invested in that, and that leads us to become bristly. And obviously, I mean, you don't have to look very far to see that conflict impairs and impacts relationships the world over. Again, think about any of those domains. You probably can see pretty clearly relationships that have been impacted by conflict. And unfortunately, one of the sad downsides of that is that where conflict in any sense occurs, the likelihood of increased conflict, of problems not being addressed and leading to further difficulties down the road, is an ever-present issue. So we've got some tips today on how to manage conflict in your world and how to best get the best result where conflict occurs. My first tip is to start with yourself and to get in touch and to know your position, and hopefully to be able to clarify that for yourself so that you give yourself the best chance of being able to communicate that in a situation where someone disagrees. Next, it's really, really important to remain as calm as possible. Conflict is a stressful experience, and as a result of that, it triggers our fight or flight response. We get quite anxious. The stress and adrenaline start to course through our body, and that can lead to increased risk of further conflict or disengaging from the conflict process itself, from the difficult point, the tension point itself, which may actually mean that then we either get left with resentment or the issue doesn't get resolved and we sign up to need to address the issue again at some point in the future. So remaining calm, no matter where conflict occurs, is really, really important. You might need to practice some breathing. You might need to sit and just do some reminding and some reassuring that you're okay in order to remain at the point so you can continue to address that. The next tip is to remain focused. It's really, really important whenever we experience an issue or a disagreement, an argument, to remain focused on the issue at hand. Too many other things can get in the road, and this clouds things and makes things worse. We'll explore a little bit more of this important issue and what it means for our lives next week on Mind Games.